Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
You're very quiet.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
It's not that. How's that?
Exactly the same.
How's about that?
The same, but with more background noise.
That?
It's exactly the same. I don't know what you're changing.
I don't really know what you want me to do.
Be louder.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds a bit better.
I should be. I'm using the USB mic.
Why weren't you using that before?
I didn't realise.
You did? Okay, whatever.
Oh, hello and welcome back to the 3 Minute 16 podcast with me, Zeke Hidden, and there's my brother, Graham Hidden. Graham, how's it going?
Chill out, mate.
I'm excited. It's been a while since we last did one. I was ill the week before last. You've been a busy boy, haven't you?
Yeah.
You're a very tricky man to nail down. Graham has been setting the music scene alight.
Well, it's going all right.
Figuratively. No, well, you say that. Don't be modest. I've got the journos are loving you at the moment, aren't they?
They said he's all right.
Raving Wild is one of the most intriguing and riveting singer-songwriters on the indie scene at the moment. That's what one reviewer wrote.
That is a thing that was said.
Yeah, it's a bit strong, isn't it? A bit over the top.
Yeah. But
no, you've been going great guns. You've got a music video out as well, which we'll put a link to in the thing below, which paradoxically doesn't feature you.
Yeah.
What the hell was the thinking there?
Well, partly I was busy, so
So you hired an actor? That is amazing.
Yeah, he did a good job. And I can't act.
You didn't have to. You had to be a musician.
Well, no, I had to act.
You can act.
I can't act.
All you did was sit in the car and play the guitar.
Yeah, and then there was like a bit at the beginning where, you know, obviously he was getting interviewed. Well, it wasn't me. Somebody else was pretending to be me to get interviewed.
You guys can see this video. I'll try and embed it in the show notes and you can have a watch and let Graham know what you think, because it's a bit of a strange one. But it's a cracking tune. Really good tune.
Thank you.
Oh, I did see that you name-checked me in an interview, which was nice of you.
I did.
You didn't have to do that.
Well, but I did. Well, I didn't have to, but I thought I would.
No, it was nice of you to credit your entire career to me. That was quite pleasing. I like that. So, I was thinking, we've got so much to catch up on, so... we're taking a little bit of extra time over the intro here. Graham, you know the previous episode where Davin asked us which dairy product we would live on for the rest of our lives if we could only choose one?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we got a bit of feedback on that.
I've seen the comments already.
Yeah, so I chose a dairy cow and no one had a problem with that. Graham chose eggs and everyone leapt on him. Actually, they leapt on both of us because neither of us were aware that eggs are not a dairy product, apparently.
I was told in primary school that they were.
Same here. I've always thought eggs were dairy.
But no, apparently due to the protein quantity, they're meat.
Is that true? I was wondering what they were. But they're not dairy because they didn't come out of the teat of a big smelly animal like a cow or Jeremy Clarkson. You know, it's got to come out of something's teat to be dairy, apparently.
Well, I don't know, because that's only via US guidelines that eggs are classified as meat. I'm not sure if it's the same over here, so I don't know. It may not be the case. I don't know for definite, but I can't find anything to contradict. So
vegetarians eat them, though. They can't be meat.
Well, I don't know. Make of that what you will.
It's a confusing world, isn't it, Graham?
I don't like it.
Shall we press on? I'm thinking we should do 3 podcasts this week just to make up for the little hiatus that we had. How does that sound?
Yeah.
We'll do Monday, Wednesday, this one, obviously today. We'll do another one on Wednesday on your birthday. And we'll do another one on Friday. So keep coming back to the316.podbean.com and follow us on iTunes, I think, is the best way to get new updates on when the new episodes are out. So definitely do that. But should we move on to today's topic?
Yeah.
I have got, I hope you don't mind, I've taken the liberty of picking one out of the hat this week, because Davin Yun is back with another one.
Okay.
this is a really, really good topic, and I'm going to tell you what it is first and then hit the buzzer, if that's okay.
Why?
Because we have got a lot to cram in here, so I'm going to tell you the topic, tell you how it's going to go, it'll hit the buzzer, and we will just go for it, okay?
Okay.
Right, Davin, I don't know if you saw this in the comments, but Davin would like us, as Brits, to see if we can correctly guess the meaning of American football terms. Okay, and he's provided a list. We've got quite a few to work through. So I'm going to hit the buzzer momentarily, and let's just figure them all out, okay?
All right, okay, swift.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown.
When you hit the end of the pitch with a ball.
I think that one's when, you know how the players pat each other on the bums? I think that's the touchdown bit. Stiff arm.
Maybe you've had a very lonely night and what do you think?
Oh, I think it's like when you've it's when you're in the scrum.
Yeah.
And you sucker punch one of the opposing team members in the gut when the judge isn't looking. The judge, the referee. God, I don't even know the English words, let alone the US words. Yeah, you go, ooh, he gave me a stiff arm in the scrum. Oof. Squib.
It's like somebody who's told on another player to the referee, oh, that squib over there. Oh, I could have got away with that penalty.
No. If it wasn't for that squib.
If it wasn't for that pesky squib.
I reckon it's the little golden orb that flies around. All right, Super Bowl. Easy one.
It's a big arena. We know that.
Do you have local bowls?
I don't know.
The Super Bowl is the big one. Is there a Hyper Bowl that's like played on a galactic scale? You got to kick things into the black hole in the middle of the galaxy. I don't know. Let's move on. Scrimmage.
What?
Scrimmage.
Scrimmage?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when you're in the other... You've got like one member of a team sneaking into the other player's locker room to nick all their items like uniform and stuff like that. You know, having a little bit of a scrim. Having a scrim through.
Indulging in some scrimmage.
Yeah.
To me, it sounds like a kind of a card game that maybe they would play in the locker rooms before the game to keep them focused. Like... Ooh, let's play a 3-card Monty and a scrimmage. 6 slides to the middle, aces are low till Thursday. A snap. What's a snap?
A really bad accident.
They ran too fast into the touchdown pole things and they snapped them. Hail Mary? He's making these up now, isn't he? A Hail Mary, what's that?
I reckon it's just like a Hail Mary pass.
You say that as if I know what that means.
Well, I don't know. I've heard the term. So I'm thinking maybe a Hail Mary is just like a really unlikely pass that the other players then, you know, obviously you would pray to God that you would catch it. So Hail Mary, you got the ball. Hey.
That made no sense. They were just words. Okay. A fumble.
In the shower room. The guys are getting a bit out.
We're not going there. No, I reckon this one is a name. I reckon it's one of the greatest football players ever, Philip Fumble. O-line. Mm.
Maybe that's the point at the pitch where the player's legging it, where everybody's like, oh!
Yeah, that's totally what it is. Last one, because we're running out of time, hey. The red zone.
Oh, I don't know, I'll leave this one to you.
Once a month, a lady will... We're out of time, thanks, Davin.